Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
San Diego first responders have been very busy as we slept responding to multiple brush fires this morning that erupted in North County. The big one right now that is 0% contained as far as we know and has burned at least 80 acres, or that was a little bit less than an hour ago, our update, is the Lilac Fire in Bonsall.
Bonsall Unified School District has closed, obviously, for obvious reasons, but this fire has been burning for a while. Also, if you are in this area, large animals can be taken to the CRC Ranch on Anza Road in Temecula. If you haven't downloaded the Watch Duty app, I'd really like to highly recommend that to you because it keeps you constantly updated. And not only that, you can even see camera views for things that are going to help you out. But there are mandatory evacuations relating to the Lilac Fire right now. And that's the best place to go to find out where this is going. So they've been attacking it all night. Three total fires. The Lilac Fire, the Pala Fire, and the Riverview Fire, which is the smallest one of the bunch.
Tammy mentioned that that there were evacuation sites for large animals at the California Ranch Company in Temecula. You can also bring large animals to the Del Mar Horse Park right across the street from the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And, of course, we'll let you know as far as what we know as soon as we know it. If you're there, obviously you are aware of what's going on.
And we have a high wind warning inland, too, so that's going to create some problems. Just be aware, and if you're traveling north on the 15, you're going to be driving right by it. So try not to be a looky-loo, you know, to mess up traffic.
A looky-loo.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Yes. I've never heard of a looky-loo before.
Well, you want to keep everybody safe.
It seems redundant now since we've been saying it for the last couple of weeks, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Please stay safe yourself, our first responders who have been dealing with this fire. As we mentioned, as we were sleeping overnight. Coming up, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and all this week, we're sending you and your family to SeaWorld. That's coming up with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. It's chilly in San Diego this morning. We're not allowed to say cold.
That's true.
We're not allowed to say it's cold, and we're about to let you know why as we check in with Tammy's daughter, Taylor, in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
So I'm looking at your temperature in Madison, Wisconsin. The actual temperature is negative 14, and it feels like negative 24.
In case you don't know what negative 14 means being here in Southern California, that means 14 below zero. Zero. Okay? I mean, it's not even zero. It would have to climb 14 degrees to get to be zero. How stupid does that sound?
I honestly didn't even know what the temperature was. I just knew it was so cold, and I refused to look because I don't want to know. But school got closed yesterday for today, so.
It's a chilly morning here in San Diego. As we speak, it's 48 degrees. But guess what? That's more than 50 degrees warmer than what it is right now in Wisconsin. Your neighbors to the northwest, Minnesota, they're laughing at you. They wish it was minus 14 degrees. My friends Joel and Trish, they do a morning show in a little town called Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. They reached out because I used to work with both of them. It's 40 below zero. Doesn't feel like a wind chill. That's the actual temperature. 40 below zero. It's incomprehensible, that kind of cold.
That's like, are we living in Antarctica now or what? I don't get it.
So the boys are home from school today. What indoor activities are you planning? Because you don't want to go outside.
Oh, I got to go to work.
Oh, man.
They're going to daycare.
Okay.
Taylor, do you have indoor parking where you live?
Yes, I pay extra for it because there's no way I would be walking outside to warm up my car right now than to go back out there later.
Does a car even start in that kind of weather anymore?
Sure.
Well, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, some cars don't. My car, a couple years ago, my car is pretty new, and it wouldn't start one year.
You know it's cold when even your car says, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. Your windows won't open for sure. Not that you'd want to open them, but...
Yeah. Taylor, back when your dad and I first started dating, he used to get up super early to go out and shovel off the snow and clean off my car.
Oh, young love.
Yes. But I guarantee you, if we were living there now,
no.
He'd be like, you're on your own.
I was going to say, what a man.
And typical, what a man. That last part of the story as well.
Oh, gosh.
And that, again, is why I pay for underground parking at my apartment.
Yeah, don't blame me a bit.
You know, we're having a little bit of fun with this, but in all seriousness, this weather could be insanely dangerous if you go outside for even a couple minutes with uncovered skin. Any fast? I mean, when it hurts to breathe, when it literally hurts to breathe, when you're breathing in cold air like that. And again, right now in Madison, it's 14 below zero, and that's right. Just the actual temperature.
Right, wind chill of minus 24.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, once, Taylor, I remember going out to the bus stop when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, and I always had a perm back then, and I went out with wet hair, which was really dumb. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, my hair froze, and I broke off several curls.
Yeah. That's why you don't go outside with wet hair.
Man. Well, I don't miss that, but I miss you.
I miss you, too. I'd rather be out there.
I bet you would.
Degrees. Well, Taylor, I kind of feel guilty at the fact that it's going to be 70 and sunny today, not to rub it in, but try to get out here as soon as you can so you can thaw out.
I mean, I would love to run away and come out there right now.
Tammy, make that happen, please.
I think that would be frowned upon.
Yeah, I think so. I think your job would have a problem with that. But anyway, we just wanted to check in with you. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye, Tater.
Bye.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.
Safe to say who's ever working the sound for Carrie Underwood's performance at yesterday's inauguration, probably looking for work today.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing America the Beautiful, please welcome the Armed Forces Chorus and Carrie Underwood.
Carrie looking beautiful, being escorted to the front of the makeshift stage. They all seem crammed in there, don't they?
Well, yeah, they're in a big rotunda, so...
Carrie, very very classy looking, decked out in this beautiful dress, waiting for the music to start, to sing America the Beautiful, like only Carrie can. And waiting. And waiting. Several of the former presidents are now dozing, except former President Clinton, who seems to be checking Carrie Underwood out.
I'm going to move into, we're at a minute 14, so we don't have to go through that whole wait time.
Waiting. Can you imagine the uncomfortable feeling for everybody in that room, but especially Carrie Underwood? I mean, what's going through her mind right now?
1 minute, 54 seconds.
No one's saying a word. Carrie finally just gets fed up and just takes control.
You know the words, help me out here. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties.
Drop the mic. I wish you would. Boom. That's how it's done.
It was so great, just without a step. And especially her saying, if you know the words, sing along with me. She just nailed it. It was one of those, oh, there's technical difficulties. Here, hold my beer moments.
Right. I half expected her to break into Wicked. Defying Gravity next.
It was fabulous.
Well, she's a professional singer and proved it yesterday. 833-287-1037. How about you come on right now and take your family to SeaWorld? With Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, win or lose, you are going to SeaWorld. Win, you'll have an extra $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. TikTok was there 1 minute, banned the next, and as quickly as you can say banned the next, was brought back. Is it still functioning today, Producer Jessica, our TikTok expert?
Yes. Producer Jessica was sitting in her car on her phone when I got to work this
Jessica,
morning.
Jessica, seriously. You understand that there's nobody in the building when you get here. What are you hiding from?
Because as soon as I get here, I have to start working. Otherwise, yes. I won't work.
I totally get it, because you're sitting in front of your workspace. I totally get it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Judger. Anyways, it was gone for about 12 hours. It wasn't too long.
All right.
Completely contrived, but go ahead.
I'm going to give you guys some things. Let's see if these lasted longer or shorter than the TikTok ban. So first off, Britney Spears' first marriage to Jason Alexander. That was the one where she eloped in Vegas randomly overnight.
I believe that was longer than the TikTok
ban. Yeah, I think
that
was a day.
Correct. It was 55 hours she was officially married.
55.
To that.
I thought it was hours. I beg your pardon, Miss Spears. Good for you. 55 hours.
I know. All right, next. John, I know you've been binge-watching Hacks on HBO.
Such a good show, by the way, if you aren't watching
so
Hacks.
Good.
I'm late to the party, but I'm so glad I finally got there. It's so, so, so good.
Hacks has 3 seasons. If you watched all those episodes back-to-back, would it take you longer or shorter than the TikTok ban?
So the episodes are a half hour, give or take. It would take you longer to watch Hacks than the TikTok ban.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
That is correct. It would be about 13 and a half hours to watch all 3 seasons of Hacks. So it's close.
Mm-hmm.
Next, how long, if you were going to smoke a 10-pound brisket, would that take you longer or shorter than the TikTok ban?
That is a great question.
I'll leave that one to you, John.
A 12-pound...
10-pound.
A 10-pound brisket.
Mm-hmm.
I've never smoked a brisket. I'm going to say it will take you longer to smoke a 10-pound brisket than the TikTok ban.
6 to 9 hours to smoke a 10-pound brisket.
So apparently you wouldn't want to have my brisket.
No.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah. That would be fun.
All right.
Next. Would it take you longer to read all 3 books in the Hunger Games series than 12 hours, which was as long as the TikTok ban?
My answer would be I could read the books faster, but I'm a very fast reader.
Yeah, it really depends on how fast you read.
I don't stop till I finish. I'm going to say I could read the books faster.
I can read the books faster, too.
Ooh, wrong.
No, I can.
According to howlongtoread.com, which is an actual website, if you're reading at 300 words per minute, it would take you 15 hours and 52 minutes to read all 3 Hunger Games books.
Okay, all right. Give us one more, Producer
Jessica. All right, finally,
Jessica.
The world record for planking for a female, is that longer or shorter than the TikTok ban?
It is longer.
The world record is actually only 4 hours and 30 minutes. It was done by a Canadian woman named Donna Jean. She is 58 years old. Actually, the record was broken last year.
Okay.
You really think a person can plank for over 12 hours?
Yeah, I saw about a guy who did, and maybe that's what I'm thinking about, but I swear that he went way longer than that.
A dude planked for over 12 hours?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, now I'm going to look it up.
Is his abdomen actually a plank?
No, it's not. The men's plank record currently stands at 9 hours and 38 minutes.
Okay.
Only 9 hours, wuss.
Yeah. Like 30 seconds? Ooh, that's when I start shaking.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Lakeside. Say good morning to Irene. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning.
Irene, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy. Well, see you later.
All right. Good luck.
Irene, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, we'll hook you up with $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Irene, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Comedian Steve Harvey had a birthday recently. What game show is Steve Harvey the host of?
Family Feud.
Bruce Willis made a rare public appearance to thank first responders for battling the L.A. wildfires. Name the 1998 Bruce Willis Ben Affleck movie where he plays a deep core driller who has to take his crew to space to stop an asteroid from colliding with Earth.
Oh my God. I don't know.
The Home Alone house sold for $5.5 million. What state is the house and the movie set in?
I'm guessing New York.
Justin Baldoni has filed a $400 million lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds alleging defamation, civil extortion, and invasion of privacy. Which singer is the godmother to one of Ryan and Blake's kids and has put all of their kids' names in her songs?
Oh my gosh. I'll pass.
And finally, Katie Sagal turned 71 over the weekend. She's Peg Bundy from Married with Children, Gemma from Sons of Anarchy, and Leela, a spaceship captain, pilot, and head of all aviation services in what animated program?
Not sure.
All right, let's get Tam back in, Irene. It seems I've written all the wrong questions for you this morning.
And yes,
for that, I apologize. Did you have a nice holiday weekend?
I sure did.
Good, good, good. Tammy, Irene, and I we couldn't click today. She did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Comedian Steve Harvey had a birthday recently. Tam, what game show is Steve Harvey the host of?
He is the host of Family Feud.
That is right. It's 1-1. Irene knew that. Bruce Willis made a rare public appearance to thank first responders battling the L.A. wildfires. Name the 1998 Bruce Willis Ben Affleck movie where Bruce plays a deep core driller who has to take his crew to space to stop an asteroid from colliding with Earth.
Armageddon.
Isn't that one of your favorite movies?
No, but I like it. I like it. It's fun. I love the lines from the guys who are drilling up there. Their list of demands for them to go on the asteroid. That's just funny.
Irene didn't know. 2-1, Tan. Tammy, the Home Alone house sold for $5.5 million. Man, that alone would make Kevin's mom say, what state is the house and movie set in?
I believe they're in Chicago, so Illinois?
Illinois is correct. If you want to be a nitpicker, it's Winnetka, not Chicago, but yes. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Justin Baldoni has filed a $400 million lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, alleging defamation, civil extortion, and invasion of privacy. Which singer is the godmother to one of Ryan and Blake's kids and has put all of their kids' names in her songs?
Taylor Swift.
Of course. Taylor Swift is right. Irene did not know. 4-1, Tam. And finally, Katie Sagal turned 71 over the weekend. She's Peg Bundy from Married with Children, Gemma from Sons of Anarchy, and Leela, a spaceship captain, pilot, and head of all aviation services in what animated program?
Is it Futurama?
Futurama. Wow.
Wow.
Boy, someone got some rest over the holiday weekend, came in strong. Well done, Tam. A clean sweep, Irene, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a wonderful prize for you.
You have a 4-pack of tickets to go celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
All right. Thank you.
Irene, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Irene in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's college at Hollywood Knowledge.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Has a movie ever inspired you to maybe travel somewhere, try something new, even maybe taste something new?
833-287-1037.
I found out something new about my husband after all these years.
How the magic's still there. How long now? 25 years?
We have been together 20... 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's great.
I didn't know he has had a dream to see, touch, and ride a Frisian horse. And it was all inspired by a movie.
Your husband watched a movie in which someone rode a Frisian?
A Frisian horse, yes.
Frisian horse. What does that
so
mean?
Basically, just think of those big, shiny black horses that have the really long tails, the really long mane, and they have the long hair around their hooves. They're beautiful.
So what was the movie?
An 80s movie called Lady Hawk. He fell in love with the Frisian horse.
So you just found this out, like, you guys were sitting around the house?
No, here's how it happened. He said, I'm going to meet a Frisian horse today. I'm like, excuse me?
Your husband has the most unique life.
And so a woman that he works out with at the gym, she has one, and he found out about it somehow. They were talking, and she invited him to come out and meet the horse. So he went out the other day to go meet it and get to know it. And the next time he goes out, he's all excited because he'll get to ride it. There are things that we've seen in movies that have inspired us to try something, to go see something, to maybe taste something. How many young men were inspired to join the Navy after seeing Top Gun?
I mean, good Lord, just ask the U.S. Navy. That's right. Why they just basically give Tom Cruise anything he wants for those movies, because he inspired recruiting so much. I feel stupid for saying this. Remember when I told you that when I first went to college, I was a what?
You were going to go into law enforcement,
Yeah. You always laugh at that. You want to laugh even more? You know why?
Why?
Because I saw the movie Lethal Weapon. I thought it'd be cool to be a cop.
Okay, see? I mean, movies inspire us to do things. And sometimes it's something like, I just want to be able to see, pet, and ride a Frisian horse. Sometimes it's, I want to become a police officer. Oops, that was a mistake. Or I want to become a Top Gun pilot.
833-287-1037. What were you inspired to do? Maybe you did it, maybe you didn't, but you were still inspired for a little bit by a movie or a TV show.
Sure. Eat, Pray, Love, I bet, inspired a lot of women to maybe travel to Europe. It stars Julia Roberts. Matter of fact, I just saw it like a week or two ago, but it inspired a lot of people to go travel on their own, go find themselves, figure out what they want in life.
833-287-1037. Were you inspired to do anything from a movie that you watched? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. What movie or television show inspired you, whether it was a minute of inspiration or a lifetime, to do something? Tammy's husband got to pet a horse based on his love of the movie.
A horse. He got the opportunity to meet a Frisian horse.
Did he not pet the horse?
Yes,
Thank you.
Well, there's a difference. There's been plenty of horses in his life.
Let's not nitpick. Yesenia in Chula Vista. Go ahead.
So actually, mine is a show. It's Heart of Dixie with Rachel Bilson. Inspired me to listen to country music, and I haven't stopped listening to country music since.
Well, thank you, Rachel Bilson.
Thank you to the show Heart of Dixie, and thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Sarah in Ramona, what movie or television show inspired you to do something?
So it wasn't from a movie or a TV show. I went to Vegas with my family when I was 4, and I saw a balancing act. So when we got home, I stood on a cherry ball and fell over and broke my arm. So that was very short-lived.
Okay, well, Sarah, I too did something stupid like that, no offense, and got pretty badly injured. I saw footage of a daredevil named Evel Knievel jumping over the Grand Canyon on his motorcycle, and I was inspired to do the same thing on my buddy Norm LeClaire's dirt bike, and there was a log in the middle of the street, and I started riding as fast as I could on this dirt bike, and I hit that log, forgetting the fact that Evel Knievel had a ramp, you see, and I hit that log, and I go over and just completely shattered my elbow in the middle of the street right in front of my neighbor Ricky's house, who's now my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
So what do you know?
That was a lot.
I know. It really is.
Well, at least you flew. It just wasn't successful.
Correct. Thank you, Sarah. Brianna and Claremont, what movie or television show inspired you to do something, and what did you do?
So the one, I haven't done it yet, but the movie I watched was Private Life. And it really made me want to do get into surrogacy to help other families, have babies.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's called Private Life?
Yeah, it's about a couple trying to conceive, and they do, the IVF treatment, and it shows you know, like how hard it is for them. And it just made me really want to do that one day.
Oh,
that's really, really admirable.
Yeah, I just had my, you know, I have two kids and I just had a pregnancy that I lost. But I would hope to someday do that for somebody.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, it happens.
Well, I mean, all different kinds of things that we get inspired by, right? By movies or TV. Right.
John Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. I don't want to sound preachy here. Can I encourage you to just be nice?
Sure.
And here's why. And I'm not trying to be all like, look what I did, but there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. I flew out to Nashville over the weekend, and at the San Diego very busy Terminal 1 airport, we all mm-hmm. know what's going on there,
mm-hmm.
I was walking towards the escalator, and there was a young woman who was also walking towards the escalator, and it seemed from my peripheral that we were going to get there right at the exact same time.
Okay.
So I stepped back.
Be honest, did you speed up?
No,
you step back.
I step back. Don't rain on my parade.
I'm sorry. I just that's a common thing for people to like, oh,
yeah, well,
just because you don't want to ride side by side up with a stranger.
This is a nice story.
Okay.
I, being a gentleman,
yes.
madam, to step back and gave her my, like a hand. Go ahead. She goes, thank you, sir. Now you think the story would end there. Mm-hmm. I'd have been happy if it did.
Yeah.
Went up. Had about an hour till my flight. Miracles of all miracles. I found an empty stool at the one bar in Terminal 1. Got myself a Caesar salad and something to drink and proceeded with my lunch. Wouldn't you know, I'm sitting right next to the young woman who
okay.
I led up the escalator.
Okay.
Who was there with a young man. She says, excuse me, sir. I'm like, uh-oh, yes?
Huh.
I just want you to know that you make me laugh. And Tammy makes me laugh every day.
Aww.
Thank you so much for what you do for us. And her name was Sandra. I thank Sandra. Her brother's name was Carlos. Unfortunately, they were flying to a funeral of an aunt in the Carolinas. I think it was South Carolina. We got to talking.
Yeah.
And it just, first of all, it made my day. I don't know, just a simple gesture of letting somebody onto an escalator before me led to something really kind of cool.
I had that happen recently at the gym, and a woman came up to me and she said, I've been coming here for quite a while and I've seen you there, but I wanted to leave you alone for a while because I know that you're here working out. But I figured I need to come say hi to you. And it was so sweet and so nice. And I think you're bringing this up. First of all, don't ever be afraid to say hi to us.
Yes.
You know, and be nice. Because sometimes people forget that part. I mean,
Especially at the airport,
we're a part of your morning, and it feels really good when you come up to share with us what we do in your life. That matters because that's what we do for a living.
And that's why I'm bringing this up
mm-hmm.
because the actual opportunity to change someone's mood, to get them out of a bad place just by a laugh,
mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous honor, and I'll say it, it's a big responsibility, one that we're totally ready for, and obviously something that we really embrace. I want to thank Sandra, and I want to thank Carlos, just two of the nicest people I've ever met. They were so kind. They love KSON. They've been listening since way before we are here. They're, mm-hmm. they're natives. I'm sorry for your loss, you guys, but you really made me feel good. I needed to feel good. I'm not going to share why, but it was just a nice time to meet you, and I mean, just be nice. And that's really all it is.
Well, and I'm going to add this because we do love it when you come up and say hi. You said be nice. Sometimes I know that we feel like we are part of your family. Keep that in mind sometimes when you say something to one of us, particularly John, because sometimes people think they can just say kind of mean things to you.
Like you do. I wonder who inspires that. No, I'm just playing.
Don't say mean things to you.
I am just playing, but yes.
I'm just trying to say be nice to John, because just as of late.
You don't have to say that.
Well, as of late, some people feel like they can just say whatever they want to you, and that's not always a nice thing.
There's a silver lining to that.
Yeah.
I try to look at it as, you know me, and you know what adult I can be, and what a goof and a dope, and you feel, because you know me for so long on the air, that you have that right, I guess, for lack of a better word, to say whatever you want, and sometimes it's just not polite.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for that, and remember to be nice.
Yes.
And Carlos and Sandra, it was wonderful to meet you.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him in person, too.
Now 833-287-1037. Let's get you and your family to SeaWorld by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go out to Escondido. Say good morning to Hope. Hey, Hope.
Good morning.
Good morning, back. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, Hope?
Sorry, Tammy. Time for a coffee break.
All right. Good luck.
Hope, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also need to remind you, Hope, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Kate Winslet is afraid of cows. Who did she co-star with in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
The website, The Top Tens, created a list of the best country music singers of all time. Who did they rank number one? George Strait, Waylon Jennings, or Johnny Cash?
George Strait.
SoCal Fire Fund is auctioning off a lunch with Julia Roberts for relief effort. Julia Roberts won the Best Actress Oscar for playing this real-life single mom who gets a job in a law firm and ends up initiating a lawsuit against a massive company, Pacific Gas and Electric. Her name is also the name of the movie. What is it?
Erin Brockovich.
Paramount Plus is done with the Frasier revival after two seasons, but the show is looking for a new home. What actor plays Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
And finally, Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in March. Mark Twain was just his pen name. What was his actual name?
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Hope, what do you have going on today?
I'm driving to work.
And what do you do?
I actually work all the way up in Orange County, and I work for the state.
All right. Well, you got a little bit of a commute. Thanks for sharing it with us. Tammy?
Yes.
Did I tell you that Hope did 2 out of 5?
Okay, no, you did not, but thank you for telling me.
In a weird, random fact, Kate Winslet is afraid of cows. Of all things to be afraid of. The way they just jump out at you, I suppose.
Well,
huh?
I don't know. They're big animals, though.
Well, of course they are, but who's, I mean, I don't know. They seem pretty...
When I was a kid, I was chased by one through my uncle's barn, and that was pretty scary.
A cow or a bull?
A cow. Wow. She did not want to go outside because it was way too cold. She turned around and she ran me down the barn. Help!
Just picture a little Tammy.
It's true.
Who did she co-star with in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is right. 1-1, Hope knew that. The website, The Top Tens, created a list of the best country music singers of all time. Who did they rank number one? George Strait, Waylon Jennings, or Johnny Cash? Keep in mind, this is The Top Tens, some website, so...
It's just some random person's thoughts.
I think it's one on one person, but...
Okay, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and...
George Strait.
George Strait. I'm going to go with George.
As did Hope. They picked Johnny Cash. Still 1-1. SoCal Fire Fund is auctioning off a lunch with Julia Roberts for relief effort. Julia won the Best Actress Oscar for playing this real-life single mom who gets a job in a law firm and ends up initiating a lawsuit against the massive company Pacific Gas and Electric. The name is also the name of the movie. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. And I know it was all about Tom Girardi was the big lawyer in this one. It was, it's right on the tip of my tongue, too. I can't pull it, though.
Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich, dang it.
Hope knew that, so it's 2-2. Tammy, Paramount Plus is done with the Frasier revival after two seasons, but the show's looking for a new home. What actor plays Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
That is right.
It wasn't a good show. I watched the first season of it.
That's a drag, because you were really a big Frasier fan.
I loved Frasier, but I just thought that show was...
It's funny, because last time I was on a Delta flight, I tried to watch the first episode. I'm like, this is nowhere near as smart and funny as the first one. All right, it is now still tied at 3, because Hope knew that. And finally, Tammy, Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in March. Mark Twain was just his pen name. What was his actual name?
Samuel
Clemens.
Dang it.
And that means we finish with a tie today, Hope. Unfortunately, no money for you, but you will still get a great prize.
Hope, you now have a family 4-pack of tickets to celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
How exciting. That's awesome. Quick fun fact about the Erin Brockovich movie. I was in it.
You were in Erin Brockovich?
Stop!
I was. I was an extra when I was like 18.
Oh my gosh!
What scene would we see you in?
A bunch of the background parts when they were at a park, and then I was actually did some of the driving scenes. I grew up in Barstow, California, which is where they filmed the majority of that movie, because that's based out of Hinckley, a little tiny town outside of Barstow.
Yeah, that's crazy cool.
I was way excited for you to say that movie, and I was like, no way.
That is cool.
Hope, thank you for sharing that. Have a wonderful day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy SeaWorld.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Greg is in for chemo this week, who is in Europe.
Good morning.
Just pause for 1 second to just yet again be totally envious of chemo.
It's hard to be chemo sometimes.
I know.
Now, let's be honest. He has to do a lot of work to be able to take that vacation.
In the meantime, Greg, last time we checked with you last week, actually a couple weeks ago now, yep. You guys had started dry January.
Oh, yeah.
Want to get an update on how things are going, especially because you are a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your team advancing to the NFC Championship game this week against the upstart Washington Commanders. But it wasn't easy. It must have been very stressful watching that blizzard game against the Rams.
Yeah.
Did you break?
I stayed strong.
Wow.
Yes.
You didn't have any alcohol.
No.
Wow.
Nope. And I was golfing yesterday. Usually that's a trigger for me, if you will.
Sure.
But, you know, I golf with my buddy Scraby from over at the Fan, and he's actually full-time sober.
Okay.
So that makes it a little bit easier.
Did you pick a sober friend for that reason?
No, not for that reason, but it did work out. And I go for him for tips and tricks.
Picture Greg going through his phone. John, no. Tammy knew. Actually, speaking of that, you were also on dry January.
I am in dry January,
and
I had a glass of wine on Saturday night.
Tammy, yes, I know. Arthur Lee,
listen,
what happened here?
I spent the entire day packing and moving some things. My youngest daughter is moving to a new place, and she's very independent, and she likes things her way, and I get that. I mean, this is her place. Mm-hmm. But there was some arguing in between. Oh, like, why are you arranging coffee table books right now? There's all these other things that we have to get in. And then she'd be like, but I want to go get some organizers. I'm like, you won't know what you need until everything is here.
Right. I just hear a bunch of excuses being made. How about you, Greg?
Listen. And by the way, you shut up. You're not even doing it, John.
Yeah. That's not accurate.
Oh, he started late.
I started today.
Oh, today. For the rest of January?
I told you guys my reason was I was going to wait a month before my trip to Cabo.
I'm
going on vacation at the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
So as of today, I start dry January, February, whatever. I'll think of a better phrase.
A dry 30 days.
30-day detox.
Okay.
So are you tacking a day on to dry January, or are we just going to say it's a little cheat day?
No, I had a cheat day, and I'm not quitting. I'm not going, forget it now.
Open up the floodgates.
You
could.
I earned that glass of wine, let me tell you. I'm sorry, but I did.
Producer Jessica, are you still strong with dry January?
I am still strong.
Yeah, you see? It's called the backbone. Good for you.
Oh, my God.
Tammy, I'm mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, I don't. Ooh, I really don't care. I am not feeling guilty for that. I needed that. It was very well earned.
As we mentioned, Greg is in for the legend that is chemo.
Who's not doing dry January? I saw pictures of he and his wife having beverages and great food.
I think he did like dry 2024, though, from what I could tell. He was off the sauce all year last year.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No wonder he wants a vacation.
Why on earth would anybody want to do that? I mean, good for him.
Good for him. Once again, chemo. Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. That's Jason Aldean, who announced his 2025 tour, and big news for KSON Country Fest star Nate Smith, because he is supporting Jason Aldean. That's a big gig for Nate Smith. Good for him. Unfortunately, that tour is not coming here, but as I mentioned, Nate Smith will be for our KSON Country Fest.
March 22nd, Gallagher Square at Petco Park. We're very excited to have Nate Smith here for that, along with Justin Moore and Warren Ziders, and our local favorite band, the Morgan Lee Band. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. It is just $67 all in for all of those acts. And we don't want you to miss KSON's Country Fest on March 22nd.
It really does feature something for every fan of this format. First of all, Justin Moore has a very impressive resume as far as the string of number ones that he has. Nate Smith had the biggest year of his career last year and was maybe the biggest year, with the exception of Jelly Roll and Morgan, of any country artist last year.
His song World on Fire was the most played country song of last year. The most played.
Warren Ziders made a massive amount of fans a couple couple years ago at Stagecoach. He's been a fan favorite for a very long time, and especially now since Kelly Clarkson showed a picture of him topless.
Shirtless. Topless sounds weird for
a guy. It's the same thing.
Does it sound weird? John, if you were in your shorts, would I go, you're topless, or would I say shirtless?
I think you're nitpicking is what I think. Just, maniac.
I agree with Tammy.
Sounds like you took off your bikini top.
Could you
topless.
Guys?
Topless. I've never heard a guy say I'm topless.
We're live on the air here right now, right? These microphones are working because it's so important to me that fans listening can hear what I have to go through every morning. So we are live, correct? Okay, good. Anyway, Country Fest, KSON.com, John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.